We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Journey is your artist of the day.
I'm gonna die just when
576-7798. Oh. Wow. There are entrepreneurs all around us. A story here from Seattle. One teen made a yearly salary in about a week thanks to Seattle's heavy snowfall. According to KHQ, 18-year-old David Holston used his own plow equipment to work while visiting his mother in Seattle for her birthday, who had been staying in Seattle after a major surgery. Holston tells KHQ that a friend called to warn him of a major snowstorm headed for western Washington, but he wanted to stay in hopes of making some extra money for plowing snow. After only approximately a week of plowing, Holston made a grand total of $35,000.
What? Was he charging?
Remember, Seattle has no idea what to do with snow. They freak out up there. They get rain.
Began his day at 2 o'clock in the morning, plowed the area nonstop, adding customers throughout the day.
Wow.
Hmm.
That's incredible.
So this is going to buy new equipment and landscaping and snow removal stuff for his company and save the rest to buy his first home.
Smart kid.
$35,000 in one day.
Yeah, I'm pretty impressed. And did you hear about the Girl Scout who decided she was going to sell some cookies thanks to Jason Momoa? It's Rod's boyfriend, you know.
Did she do the Samoa?
He's not my
Momoa
boyfriend.
Or whatever his name is.
Yeah, she took a picture of Jason Momoa and stuck it over the Girl Scouts that were selling the boxes normally.
That's awesome.
Yep, and just changed the name to Momoa's.
It is cookie time. Samoa's. I've seen the sign-up sheets around.
Okay, I might buy some of those cookies.
Mm-hmm, I thought so.
Okay, I've got one for you, Kara.
I do. I want him to be my boyfriend.
The Johnson County Library just posted this.
I don't think you fit in it.
Before the internet, librarians were the gatekeepers of knowledge. I guess this makes sense, but I didn't know this. For your reading pleasure, the New York Public Library has just released a cache of queries and conundrums called in from the 1940s to the 1980s. So before the internet, if you wanted to know something like KU Info, you would call a librarian, apparently.
Do you still remember the number?
864... Yeah, I don't know. I will read you some, and they are on little library cards. You know, the little Dewey Decimal mm-hmm. System cards, okay? Some of them are just weird. When did Moses first come into the public eye? Someone asked that in 1963.
About 6,000 BC, I think.
What kind of apple did Eve eat? 1956.
Okay.
Granny Smith.
1948.
No, it was a red apple, wasn't it?
Can you give me a reference book listing the colors of different countries?
864-3506.
Oh, that was it. I thought the reader was confused and meant colors of flags and started to direct her accordingly. But no, she wanted one identifying color for each country. And finally said, you know, if Harvard is red and Yale is blue, what color is the United States and France?
What?
This is an actual call that came in 1948. 1944, do camels have to be licensed in India?
Okay.
And then 1967 on New Year's Day. Somewhat uncertain female voice. Quote, I have two questions. The first is sort of an etiquette one. I went to a New Year's Eve party and unexpectedly stayed over. I don't really know the hosts. Ought I send a thank you note? Second, when you meet a fellow and you know he's worth $27 million because that's what they told me. 27 million. How do you find out his name? I will post
shallow
this,
like a kiddie pool.
I will post this on our Facebook page. Some of them are very, very funny.
Unexpectedly stayed over.
See, that's, I think that's really cool because, yeah, now you whip out your phone and you look these things up.
Right.
Like, you know, would you have to license a camel? I don't know. You look it up. Yeah, I guess you do.
I've heard that Roquefort cheese is fermented by worms, and I'd like to concur on that. 1966.
Do you think people still answer the phone at KU Info?
They take texts and Twitter. Texts and Twitter.
That's it?
Yes.
Who actually calls anybody these days?
See, Google, the first version of Google was called the Dewey Decimal System.
That's true.
Here's one. How do I put up wallpaper? 1945. I have the paper. I have the paste. What do I do next?
Call somebody else.
Call the wallpaper hanger, lady.
I want to call KU Info again.
1963, Kara. Do you have any statistics on the lifespan of the abandoned woman?
Who's the abandoned woman?
Well, I presume the woman calling and asking.
It was probably a news story at the time.
Do you know what the most asked question was at the KU Info line in the early 1990s?
I do.
What?
Hang on, let me see if she's right.
How many trees are there on campus?
That is correct.
That's why everyone asked random? That, I have no idea.
That's weird.
The why? Answer was over 17,000.
Who cares how many trees there are on campus?
Is the cafeteria still open?
That makes one. More sense.
1950, telephone question. Are Plato, Aristotle, and Socrates one and the same person?
No.
You should have heard me trying to explain to my son what time and temperature was. Like the phone number that you called for time and temperature.
Do they still have it?
Like he just couldn't grasp the theory.
Stand by.
That you just didn't know what time it was.
Right, because why would you need to call? Yeah. You could just have it right there on your phone.
It was usually banks, right?
It was always banks.
Yeah, which always annoyed me because it said the UMB bank time. United Missouri Bank, bank time.
Here we go. UMB will end time-temperature phone service, according to the KCBJ, in 2002. After more than 50 years affecting Kansas Cityans, UMB Bank discontinued its time-and-temp phone service on November 18th, 2002.
Time and temperature from Commerce Bank. Time and temperature from Commerce Bank.
You want to know in the early to mid-1990s, how many average phone calls, time and temperature in Kansas City got per day? You will fall over when I tell you.
10,000.
100,000 calls a day.
In the early 90s, really? 1,000 calls a day. 6 of those were me.
The temperature came from 2 gauges placed on the roof of the UMB Technology Center at 10th and Oak Street. I think you should call and see who answers.
No, I'm not going to call.
Listen to this. It started in 1949, and the service was available at, you're not going to believe this because I don't, 816-844.
Oh, be careful about doing that.
Nope, listen, 816-844, and then any other 4 numbers you chose.
That's how it was in every city.
You could just pick any 4 numbers?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I'm trying to find an old school time and temperature. Did you ever call it when you were a kid, or is it dead by then?
It was dead by then. Well, in fact, I couldn't figure out why in the world when I got on my first radio job, they were like, you have to call and update the time and temperature line. I'm like, why?
Because people need to know the time, and they need to know the temperature.
That's what watches are for, people.
Right? Or phones.
We didn't have phones that told us the temperature back then.
Well, look at a bank or look in your car because they've all got those now.
They didn't have them back then.
Well, did cars not even back then have a clock in them?
Yeah, they had clocks.
Yeah, a clock on your radio.
Actually, but you didn't have a temperature gauge.
My dad had a Monte Carlo, actually had a, you know, hand
clock.
Clock. Like an analog clock.
Like an actual clock.
Built into the dash.
Man, I would stare at that and go, what time is it?
Are you kidding?
I can read an analog clock, but it takes a second.
My girlfriend just wrote, we used to call it all the time in the summer. Our parents would not let us go to the swimming pool until it was at least 75 degrees. I would call every 2 minutes until it reached 75 degrees.
The number in town was 844-1212. That's right. 844-1212.
Well, I want to call and see who answers. Do you think someone just has the number? I won't put it on the air if someone answers.
Hang on,
816. What is it?
1212.
841?
844.
God, now somebody with this poor phone number is going to get standby. Oh, stop it!
Oh, it works!
Stop it!
It works!
Getting help fast in an emergency can mean the difference of life.
Oh, we got to listen to an ad first. It said the time and temperature is.
Help fast, 24/7.
Okay. Okay, what's the time?
As the industry leader in personal protection.
Okay, give me the time and temperature.
Temperature. No need to press any buttons on your phone. Just stay on the line. Or for free information on the Life Alert emergency.
No, I don't need the clapper. Now, what time is it?
Today is Tuesday, February 19th.
That is correct.
The current time, 3:16 p.m.
Yeah, nailed it.
28 degrees.
Oh!
I can't believe you can still call time and temperature.
Yeah, I thought it went away.
Now you just have to listen to a 30-minute or 30-second ad.
Do you notice it's going to be sponsored generally, if I had to guess, by all of the things you see during The Price is Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Bush's Baked Beans brings you today's time and temperature.
Oops, what? I crept my pants. Brings you today's time and temperature.
What's the medicine for your joints? Chondroitin.
Or Boniva.
Meso.com. We only specialize in mesothelioma.
Who is calling time and temperature?
Your mother.
I don't know. Why would you call? First of all, you would have to know that it exists.
Anybody over the age of 40 would know that it exists.
But again, why would you need it?
Dana, people still use flip phones.
But here's what's funny.
They don't have the temperature on their phone.
You have to have a phone to call time and temperature.
Yeah, but seriously, what
if you have a phone, you have the time and temperature.
Not if you have a flip phone.
I guess.
What do you need to know the temperature for? It's cold. Walk outside. It'll tell you real quick.
You know, quit pooping on the time and temperature. You think it's really sponsored by Oops, I Crap My Pants?
No, I don't.
What about Colon Blow?
It's going to be something like that.
You're late for the break. Don't play it.
Centrum Silver. It's going to be something skewed toward an older population.
Like Colon Blow.
Maybe.
Like Oops, I Crap My Pants. It's 3:08. Fine. You know what? You guys are party poopers. Both of you.
Denture cream.
Effordent.
I don't know if we'll have time.
576-7798. Hey, rough weather moving in this afternoon. When you're looking for a new car, you want comfort and affordability. You also want safety, especially in these conditions. And that's what you get. You get all three when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Both Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And that is a rating well-earned. Every Olathe Kia comes with a lifetime warranty. If it's gadgets and options that you like, we all do. Kia has more for the money, more bang for your buck. Heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroof, heated steering wheel, Apple CarPlay. I'm driving the Subaru Forester right now, and I drove it in the last snowstorm. I was amazed at how well this car handled. When it comes to safety, Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Bill George's Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
You gotta toss and
So I had the audio, but it's just not clear enough. It was taken on a cell phone, and there's so much crowd noise that you really can't hear it as well. But anyway, traveling to various cities every night can be taxing on a musical artist. So they sometimes forget where they are when they're on tour.
Oh, it's fine.
This happened on Sunday night to rapper Travis Scott as he was closing out his show at the Sprint Center in downtown Kansas City.
Yes.
The last sentence the artist uttered before leaving the stage was, and I quote, "St. Louis, I love you. Get home safe."
I don't think it's a big deal. I think artists do it all the time, and I think they are in 100 cities.
I understand why it happens, but man, it makes a crowd angry. I've been in a crowd in Dallas that was called Houston by Rat. Stephen Piercy was hammered drunk.
Really?
But yeah, he was like, "Hey, Houston."
Like, nope, in Dallas? Tomorrow. I remember being in a Poison concert at Starlight. And Brett Michaels, who I don't think was drunk, I think he's been sober for a long time, between songs, he's like, "Kansas, I love you." And everybody's like, "Missouri." I mean, I know it happens. And nobody cares about the divide between Kansas and Missouri except us.
Well, but I will say two things. My son went to that show Sunday night, said it was hands down the most incredible concert and experience he has ever been to, and that's on the heels of Elton John. He said it was
Travis Scott was better than Elton John.
Incredible. And Scott, I know you like lights and fire, and
I heard Travis Scott had a lot of that.
There was a roller coaster.
Oh, hello.
I mean, Jack said it was mind-blowing, the theatrics of this show.
I might not know his music, but I would love that show.
Oh, he showed me some video. I'm like, "What is that?" And he goes, "Mom, I looked down for 1 minute to look at my phone." Mm-hmm. And I looked up, and there was a screen, like some, you know, 70-foot tall screen that went all the way around the arena, you know, saying different things and showing different images. And then there's a roller coaster going overhead, and he was pulling people from the audience to ride the roller coaster with him. He said it was incredible. He never once mentioned, and he conflated St. Louis with Kansas City. I don't think the kids care.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser.
Could there be more tariffs launched against China? That's next.
Dana right here for Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. You looking to buy a diamond? You looking to sell a diamond? Call Scott and Steve at Kriegel Mesh Diamonds by private appointment only, and wait and see how much money they can save you. I don't care what you're looking for. If you want a watch, a bracelet, a necklace, a sparkly diamond engagement ring, they can do it. And in most cases, the price will be about half when you shop the wholesale route. If you never do it, I've always said price them first, price them last. You will be amazed at the money you are going to save when they cut out the middleman in these transactions. They will sit down with you, design something specifically for you, and sell it directly to you. They don't even have a receptionist to answer their phone. Wait until you see how much money you're going to save. 913-660-9609. 913-660-9609 or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
We'll see snow start to move in during the afternoon. Temperature around 30. Winter weather advisory will be in effect until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Overnight, we'll get 2 to 4 inches of snow, and that snow could mix with freezing rain after midnight, so a little ice accumulation as well. Roads will be slick during the overnight and into the morning commute tomorrow. Our overnight low about 28. A little freezing rain lingering into tomorrow morning, with tomorrow's high around 35 and breezy. This is staff meteorologist Steve Hamilton, KMBZ Weather.
28 at KCI, 29 in Liberty. It is 30 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Markser, News 98.1, KMBZ.
My baby takes the morning train. He works from 9 to 5, and then he takes another home again to find me waiting for him. My baby takes the morning train. He works from 9 to 5.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. Dana Wright, Rod Babcock. I am Scott Parks. A story here from the Kansas City Star, and I read this with great caution.
I don't know why. No one in Topeka exercised any.
Chris Sevier has tried, Sevier, S-E-V-I-E-R, Chris Sevier has tried in several states to marry his laptop as a way of publicizing his opposition to same-sex marriage. He once, in fact, sued Apple for failing to block adult websites, claiming it led to a porn addiction that destroyed his marriage. More recently, Sevier has given himself a new mission. He is lobbying, Chris Sevier is lobbying state lawmakers to promote his anti-gay, anti-porn agenda. While he's been discredited and rebuffed in at least a dozen states from Virginia to Hawaii, Sevier has found a champion in Topeka, Representative Randy Garber, a Republican from Sabetha. Garber, who met with Sevier in December, is the chief sponsor of a series of bills filed in the Kansas House last week, including one, House Bill 2319, that would mandate an anti-porn filter on all new phones and computers sold in the state of Kansas. It would impose a $20 fee for the removal of the block, with the revenue going to anti-sex trafficking efforts. Other measures would institute a mandatory cover charge at strip clubs, declare same-sex marriages parity marriages, and stop the state from recognizing those unions, you know,
the
even though that would be unconstitutional.
This week. The governor weighed in on this week and said, we will not tolerate hatred or bigotry in the state of Kansas. I have so many questions about this idiot. I don't know where to begin. How is it that someone from Tennessee can pick up the phone to push his agenda, and then some dingbat in Topeka goes, yeah, that sounds like a good idea to me. I'll introduce that bill because some guy from Tennessee called you?
Several lawmakers have signed on to at least some of these bills, including Representative Owen Donahoe of Shawnee, Representative David French of Lansing. It doesn't say which bills they signed on to.
Tell the good people about this man's background, Scott.
Well, his full legal name is Mark Christopher Sevier, according to the Tennessee Attorney's License Office. Said he did approach a Kansas lawmaker about introducing this legislation, the Iraqi War Veterans Law License was placed on disability status in 2011 after the Supreme Court of Tennessee declared him incapacitated by reason of mental infirmity.
Incapacitated by reason of mental infirmity. He picks up a phone in Tennessee, calls our lawmakers in Kansas, and like a whole bunch of sheep, they just follow him to slaughter. Okay.
Yeah, he's nuts.
Yeah. Restraining order. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I believe that's right. How did his marriage fall apart due to pornography? Was he the one, or was his wife the one doing the porn?
Let me read you.
I didn't see quote. That part in this story.
Oh, it's in there. Let me find the quote. He states in the lawsuit against Apple that they made him fail to understand the difference between electronic sexual gratification and actual human sexual contact.
So he was the one who became porn addicted.
He sued Apple, claiming, again, that it was Apple's fault that he can no longer discern between electronic sexual gratification and actual human healthy sexual contact.
So he's the one with the problem, and now he's going to try to save the rest of us.
Correct. From Tennessee, apparently. The fact that anyone
is he
even
like the Clay Chastain?
Yes, I said the same thing.
Oh my God!
The fact that anyone even took this man's phone call is troubling. Before you signed on to a bill, would you not have just, I don't know, used the internet and Googled this guy?
Dana, he can't write the bill. This idiot from Sabetha had to write the bill.
That's what I'm saying. No one thought, let's look into this guy's background. If you Google this man, you will get results all over the country. States have, some municipalities have fallen for this person's, it's an agenda. I mean, I don't mean to make fun of his mental health status, but why would they not check into someone's background from another state who is hell-bent on getting legislation passed here?
Should we make pornography illegal on phones?
No.
I would agree.
What else should be illegal on your phone?
How to make a bomb would probably be one.
Let me throw this one out. You've gambled your house away.
Okay.
Should gambling websites, Texas Hold'em, poker, Candy Crush, if you're into playing that game and paying $7.99 to keep it continuing, I don't think many people would argue those websites are healthy. They're certainly legal.
I am so sick and tired. Honest to God, you know I'm not a fan of the government. In fact, if anything, I'm an anti-fan of the government. I am so sick and tired, within reason, of course. I mean, if you want to ban how to make a improvised explosive device for my phone, you're probably within your rights, okay? Because nobody builds one of those with any good intent. But you want to tell me if I can or cannot look at pornography on my phone? Now, if you're telling me, Scott, would you want your 14-year-old daughter looking at pornography on her phone? No, I would not. But that's up to me. There are plenty of other parental sites that I can go to that can block those sites on her phone.
Well, I would say the same for Cinemax.
I don't need
on
the
your television
state.
At home.
That's right. Or HBO or anything like that. I don't need the state telling me how to parent, within reason, my children. I don't need the state telling me, as a 47-year-old man, that I can or cannot watch two people having consensual relations on my phone. That's my business, not yours. How about this, government? Leave me alone. For the love of God, leave me alone. And I'll take a lecture
from anyone but this guy
on pornography from anybody but the guy who somehow lost his mind watching porn and couldn't tell the difference between electrical sexual gratification and human touch sexual gratification. Kiss off, loser.
I thought this story would make you mad. I didn't think it'd make you this mad. I'm angrier that our elected officials even went down this road with someone who clearly has a slew of issues in his past. Legal.
And an agenda.
Oh, well, that goes without saying.
Yeah. Leave me alone.
It would impose a $20 fee, Scott, for removing the block on your phone as you search for legal content. Think about that for a moment.
There's a theory that if you take all the porn off the internet, there'll only be one website left, and it'll be called bringbacktheporn.com.
Somebody says, lighten up, Libby. Will you lighten up, Jack Wagon? This is the government, at least several people in the government in Topeka, who actually like the idea of limiting what you can legally look at on your phone. We're not talking about...
Well, take pornography out of it, because that can be a hot-button issue for certain people for a variety of reasons.
It is perfectly legal.
For a variety of reasons.
It is legal and
Scott,
protected by the First Amendment.
Here's my point. If you are listening and you agree that every cell phone in America should be blocked from you finding legal content in America, where would you draw that line?
Well, if we're going to ban porn from the phones of Americans, or at least Kansans, I want to ban Newsmax. I want to ban InfoWars. I want to ban the Daily Kos. I want to ban all these crazy loon fringe websites that peddle in what is really fake news.
If it's blocked on my phone in Kansas and I cross state line heading east, can I still look at it?
It is banned on phones purchased in Kansas. And you would have to pay $20 to get
Kansas,
it removed.
Kansas cell phone sellers are going to love this law.
Yeah, because you know where everybody's going to go get their cell phones?
Sevier, when he filed his suit against Apple,
39th and Main,
asserted that easy access to porn through his laptop constituted, quote, unfair competition and interference of the marital contract. Quoting here from the lawsuit, the plaintiff became totally out of sync in his romantic relationship with his wife, which was a consequence of his use of his Apple product. The plaintiff could no longer tell the difference between internet pornography and tangible relations due to the content he accessed through Apple products.
I'm going to reach out to him on, see if I can't find him on Twitter. Maybe see if he'll join us on the program.
He has taken this legislation to Iowa, Tennessee, Hawaii, Alabama, Arizona, Virginia, Arkansas, South Carolina, and Wyoming, where protests from civil liberties watchdogs have scuttled them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Telephone number here is 576-7798. His name is Chris Sevier, S-E-V-I-E-R. If anybody can help me find him on Twitter or on Facebook or whatever, we would appreciate the help. You can text us at 22980, 576-7798. You know, I'm trying to find the guy. Somebody writes in, I love that you're trying to get this Chris guy on the show. Talk some sense into this Looney Tune Parks. That's not my goal. That's not the goal. I'm not going to.
See, and I am of the exact opposite opinion, respectfully. I don't think someone like this deserves any publicity whatsoever.
Yeah, we're giving it to him.
The shame is on the lawmakers who blindly accepted his proposal. Again, from Tennessee, and signed on to this. This is on them. You don't expect your elected leaders to do a little more due diligence? A very simple Google search would have pulled up his bad history with other states and this subject.
He tried to marry his own computer.
Mm-hmm.
He's got mental problems. I understand if he's...
Yes, and how many lawmakers agreed to get in bed with this man? No pun intended. Five? Is it five?
And I'm not sure which of his ideas they signed on to. Was it the get the porn off people's phones in Kansas? Or, and by the way, what do you do about computers? Are you going to make it so that any computer bought in the state of Kansas can't get pornography on it as well?
What if you work for the Platte County Sheriff's Office and you are trying to catch a predator?
That's Missouri. So it wouldn't matter.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
One representative, I will give credit where credit is due, did not fall for this. Representative Brenda Dietrich, a Topeka Republican, said this man approached her last Wednesday, the day the bills were introduced, asking for her support. He did give her his name. She said it didn't mean anything to her until later. She said he was very aggressive. Quoting here from Representative Dietrich, I thought I had never seen anybody quite so pushy. I mean, he just wouldn't take no for an answer when I said I was not interested at this point in time signing onto these bills. Today, she says she is aware of his controversial past.
Alex in Johnson County. Hello, Alex. Alex, hello. Alex once. Rod, phone's up.
What happened to Alex?
Let's try that one again. I'll try one more time. Alex, hello. Okay. Line two, you're on the air. Hello, line two.
Hey, my name is Steven. Listen, I don't blame our lawmakers, Dana. I blame our voters, those who do not go out and vote, those who do go out and vote without due diligence of researching their lawmakers. They are the ones who put these people in office. And, you know, I'll remind you of who was the gal that was before Funkhauser as mayor?
Kay Barnes.
Kay Barnes. Mm-hmm. Oh, she did so much for the Kansas City metropolitan area that she decided that she needed her face on a mural inside of the courthouse. And who had to pay tens of thousands of dollars to do it? And who was crying about it later? These people, we get them into office, and they have some sort of ego that they are above or beyond. They've done something so well for the people that they deserve something else.
Hey, real quick, Steve, thank you for the call. Really quick, I don't think she had anything to do
either
with the mural that went up in there. In fact, we discussed this as a topic at the time, and argued she deserved more, with all due respect to the...
than a room at the convention center.
Convention center. She deserved more than a nameplate on a room in a convention center. She didn't have anything to do with that, as I recall.
I'm not familiar with her having anything. If there even was a mural put up of Kay Barnes, I don't know that there is anything. In fact, I remember interviewing her near the end of her second term in her office on the 28th floor or 26th floor, whatever it is at City Hall. And I said, you have been a transformational figure in Kansas City politics.
The city's
first
female mayor.
That is correct. I said, what do you think would be a fair tribute to you when this is all said and done? And she looked me dead in the eye and she said, I don't want anything. I said, maybe a street. She goes, I don't want anything.
The 40,000 square foot space shares the convention center with an exhibit hall named for H. Roe Bartle.
No, caller, with all due respect, I think you're off on that one. I do. I just do. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Marxer.
Happening now on KMBZ, city leaders urging you to get ready for the snow. More next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.